For Radio Cayman News, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins. The Minister for Social Development explains an increase in his 2024 budget for the line item Housing Repairs Assistance. While making a statement in Parliament, the Honourable Andre Ebanks told MPs this money helps older persons, those with a disability, and families with young children with housing repairs if they are assessed as, quote, financially indigent.
There was and is an urgent need to increase the appropriation in the 2024 financial year, as the ministry has already exhausted the allocation of $375,000 as a result of housing repair projects. Mr. Speaker, there are still well over 50 pre-existing cases on the ministry's waiting list that are in desperate need of repair.
Mr. Ebanks described this work as, quote, urgent and real.
It should also be recognized that deterioration continues weekly, if not daily, during the rainy season and in a very active hurricane season. The ministry therefore received an increase in the amount of $1 million to TP60.
He urged the private sector to donate to nonprofit organizations that also assist in home repairs. Speaking of Section 11 fives under the Public Management and Finance Act,
Cabinet approved the increase to EI 42, Cayman Rack and Little Cayman Street Lighting in the Minister of District Administration by $50,000 Cayman Islands dollars to facilitate light pole installation in the island of Cayman Rack.
Premier the Honourable Juliana O'Connor Connolly told MPs money was shifted from the budget for the Ministry of District Administrations and Land Equity Injection, meaning it was cost neutral.
Mr. Speaker, Cabinet approved the increase to DAL by $40,000 in 2024 and $160,000 in 2025 to create a new role for Senior Project Manager within the Ministry for District Administration.
The Premier says this will cover the, quote, dire need to manage and facilitate the timely completion of ongoing and upcoming major projects on Cayman Brac. MPs learn of supplemental funding for the Ministry of Health and Wellness as well. Minister the Honourable Sabrina Turner said in August, Cabinet approved an additional $10 million to cover medical care for indigents and an additional $21 million for the line item tertiary care at various local and overseas institutions.
Adequate funding for both appropriations is needed to prevent any disruption to the provision of these vital primary and secondary health care services to the people of the Cayman Islands on behalf of the Cayman Islands government.
Minister Turner says this money ensures continued coverage of approved patients under these appropriations. The Cayman Islands Monetary Authority releases its licensing statistics for quarter 3 2024, revealing strong growth in the sector. Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin shares the details.
Between July and September, the Cayman Islands Monetary Authority issued 5 new international insurer licenses, including 3 B1s and 2 B3s, marking continued momentum in the Cayman Islands insurance landscape. When combined with the 24 new licensees from the first half of 2024, a total of 29 new international insurance licenses have been issued so far this year, representing a notable increase over the same period in 2023. With the addition of these new licensees, the Cayman Islands now hosts 696 Class B, C, and D insurance companies with approximately $42 billion in premiums written and $154 billion in total assets, excluding individual sales. According to the report, as we approach the fourth quarter, which is historically a peak period for new license applications, Cayman's insurance managers have reported a robust pipeline of new business, while CIMA continues to process several active applications, indicating a positive outlook for further growth. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
Electronic travel authorizations are being introduced worldwide for visitors, including children, traveling to the UK who do not currently need a visa for short stays or transit through the UK or who do not already have a UK immigration status. An ETA gives permission to travel to the UK, and it is electronically linked to passports. The process for British Overseas Territory citizen passport holders has not changed. British, including BOTCs and Irish citizens, do not need an ETA. Eligible Non-Europeans can apply in advance from the 27th of November 2024 and will need an ETA to travel from January 9th, 2025, and eligible Europeans can apply from March 5th, 2025 and will need an ETA to travel from April 2nd, 2025. For more information and guidance on how to apply for an ETA, visit gov.uk. A new football pitch gets the green light by the Central Planning Authority. Here's Radio Cayman's Paula Cal.
The Cayman Islands Football Association's application for two football fields with a parking lot and overhead LED light stands on Poindexter Road was granted conditional approval. Three members of the CPA declared conflicts of interest on this project and left the room before the application was considered. In its decision, the CPA said the site is already existing as a recreational facility and the two proposed fields are, quote, simply an extension of the existing facility, adding the site is suitable for the proposed use. The authority acknowledged the objections that were received, but it is of the view that they, quote, did not raise grounds for refusing permission. It was also a thumbs up for a contested application for a commercial and residential complex on Walker's Road by International Mall Limited, facing several objections. The proposal is for 3 2-story commercial buildings and 7 2- and 3-story townhouse buildings. The CPA also approved a 2-story building with recreation space and storage on Boggy Sand Road in West Bay, and the Coast Guard's request for a 1,000-gallon diesel tank for a generator for their Hurst Road location in Bodentown. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Paula Cal.
Sticking with planning, the Development Control Board recently published minutes from its September 18th meeting. The board sent a house application on Guy Banks Road on Little Cayman to the National Conservation Council for approval, as it would, quote, likely have an adverse effect critical habitat. This after the DOE clocked the potential development would be near important habitat for protected leased terns adjacent to the Preston Bay Iguana Nesting Sanctuary, part of a communal nesting area for Sister Islands rock iguanas, and had beach listed as proposed critical turtle nesting habitat in the National Conservation Council's draft sea turtle conservation plan. And the DCB granted conditional approval for a 2-story house on Hideaway Link in Little Cayman. You can find the full minutes from both meetings online at planning.ky. A man is currently on trial for stalking and other domestic offenses. Radio Cayman's Jevy Ebanks has this report.
The trial of Rex versus Theodore O'Neill Morgan commenced today with Mr. Morgan on trial for stalking. The first witness indicates the complainant took the stand to testify about his relationship with Mr. Morgan, which began in 2020. The complainant described multiple incidences, including Morgan being seen outside their bedroom, entering their home uninvited, and taking a phone from their bed while the complainant and a woman were asleep. On another occasion, Morgan was found outside the house during Easter. He was also observed entering through the garage door with a stolen key. The police were called and statements were taken. Amongst other things, Mr. Morgan is accused of throwing clothes outside the home, taking photos and causing other domestic incidents. Testimony and cross-examination will continue tomorrow, with the matter being heard by a jury of 6 women and 1 man, and the matter overseen by Justice Cheryl Richards, KC. Jevy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
The Cayman Islands Further Education Center's recent career fair is touted as a success, drawing 40 employers from private companies and government agencies to talk internships with local students. SciFac career advisor Tanya Johnson.
The purpose of the fair is to expose students to a wide range of placement opportunities. So these companies are all here offering internship placements for our students. At SciFec, part of the program is they have 2 days of work experience, and we try as much as possible to place students in the industry of their choice.
Approximately 250 students attended, and employers offered advice and guidance to those entering the job market. Deanne Blackman, Manager of Local Talent Development and Corporate Citizenship at KPMG.
To students entering the job market, I would encourage them to say yes to opportunities. You never know where that opportunity could lead you, and it might be the stepping block that leads you to your long-term goal.
SciFec mandates that students get work experience through internships, dedicating 2 days per week to their placements. And that's your evening news. For Radio Cayman, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins.